This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Thank you very much for joining us. Back in the studio, it's Josh Arnold.
Yay.
After his emergency appendectomy. Good to see you, Josh.
Yes.
Glad you're doing well.
Thank you.
This room's gotten very handsome. The handsome young comedian Greg Warren is here with us. Oh.
Ouch.
No, I didn't mean it that way.
All right.
I'm sorry. The room has gotten very handsome with the presence of Josh Arnold.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah,
and comedian Greg Warren
is
here with us.
He was just doing that to make you feel better.
What?
We are getting ready for the Shoo-In of the Week brought to you by Napa with Chick McGee and his NFL sports picks.
I better get something
on paper. And we have the lovely Christy Lee right here with us. And we are joined on the telephone by another lovely blonde.
Oh, Allie's on the phone. Huh?
Allie Breen has joined us on the phone. Hey, Allie.
Hey,
Allie.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's everyone doing?
Hi, Allie.
You and Christy have very similar hair.
Yeah.
We do. Mm-hmm. We look like sisters.
Yeah. You could be my sister.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Very nice.
Do you wear glasses, Allie?
I don't. I wish that I did. I think they're so cute.
Why don't you? You can
really?
Fake it.
I appreciate that, Allie. That's
yeah, thank you.
Not
we
you,
can get you
idiot.
Some.
Oh.
Now, Allie, I know that you're a single woman. Last time we spoke, I believe you had just broken up with your boyfriend.
Who happened to have been a DJ, right?
No, he was a radio host.
Oh, that's what I meant. Whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, we call ourselves DJs.
A jock.
So how's the breakup going?
So the breakup's going okay. Although I'm starting to talk. I'm so curious what you guys think of this. I'm now starting to talk to my last ex-boyfriend, who is the one
that guy.
Was the cheater. I know.
No.
That guy's a bad guy.
No,
you
Allie.
Know him?
I know who he is.
And he cheated on you?
Is he a comic?
Is that Greg who said that? I know.
Yes.
Greg was with me through the whole thing, pretty much.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Is he a comic?
No, he's an actor.
Oh,
he is. He's an actor.
So he was acting like he wanted to be with you.
Well,
now, and now he's acting like he wants to get back together
with
you.
This guy's a douchebag.
Yes,
man,
and I'm falling for it again.
No,
that's what I don't know. Can cheaters change? Is that a thing that happens?
Well, do you want to be with him or do you just want to have a good time?
I would say be with him.
Okay, may I give you some advice that someone gave me a long time ago?
Yes.
A tiger doesn't change his stripes. That's all I'm going to say.
We're not talking about tigers here, Christy. We're talking about cheaters.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
So I to get back to Josh's question.
Once a cheat, always
a cheat.
Guy,
is this guy fun to be with, or you just want to have a man?
I think he's fun to be with, but who knows? Maybe it is one of those going back and being like, maybe it'll work this time. I can't tell.
Or you always want what you can't have.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. Let me ask you, is he a working actor?
He is. I mean, he works here and there. He was working for a while, pretty seriously a while ago, and now he's getting back into it, I guess, you would say.
This sounds all very vague.
You make more money than him?
Yeah, he was famous.
He was famous. I mean, kind of, but people don't. Do you want me to tell you? Let's see.
I have a very general.
If you remember who this is.
I have a general question. What's his first and last name?
Good question, Josh.
Well, no, give us a hint. Let's see.
Thank
Greg,
you, Josh.
Greg, you can't guess. Give us a hint.
It's
Greg, let's see if you can give a hint. Greg knows who he is. What's a good hint?
He was on Blossom.
There we go.
Blossom.
That's a very big hint.
Was that?
You're dating Ted Wass. Wow.
Rhymed with Schlossom or something. Would have been better.
What was Blossom on? Was that in black and white?
I know, it was such a long time ago. That's what I mean. It was a while back.
Yeah. And the
radio. Why don't you fire up the fugitive again over there, Tom?
Did this guy also
have a... I never
heard
him on the Fibber McGee show.
Did this guy also have a show with Melissa Joan Hart?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's a very famous guy from Blossom. This is what's funny is half the people don't remember this guy was on Blossom.
Screech? Is it Screech? Sounds like Screech to me.
Oh, it better not be or I'll kill you.
That'd be bad. By the way, we're going to be talking with Maureen McCormick later today on the Bob and Tom program.
Is it her?
No.
Oh, honestly, are you guys?
Yes, yeah. Isn't that cool, Allie?
Oh, my God, I love her.
I know,
that's
me
so
too.
Cool.
I'm so
I mean,
excited.
That one's slightly older than Blossom, but only slightly, I think. That's pretty much... That was the only show I was allowed to watch when I was a kid.
Well, we're going to talk with Maureen. So we're talking with comedian Allie Breen, who's considering going back to the boyfriend that cheated on her after dumping
him. So if he cheats on you, let's say you go back with him and he cheats on you again, how will you be super hurt or... I guess I'm trying to evaluate the risk factor here.
That's what's so pathetic. I mean, I would be super hurt, even though to everyone else it would be like, hey, of course this happened.
We told you.
Now, how is he courting you, may I ask?
Yes, that's a good question.
Is he asking you to go out to dinner, or is he asking you to bring him some cash?
Yes, it's one of those. It's a lot of loans.
Are you dating Joey Lawrence?
No.
That's the one everyone knows from the show. This is the lesser known.
I can picture. I know. I think I know who you're talking about.
Well, has he taken you out yet?
Well, we've mostly talked. We had like lunch once or twice, but he's mostly just doing the begging. Like,
oh, really?
I made the biggest mistake of my life. Everything will be different.
Wow.
Let me ask you this. Did you live with this guy?
That was the beginning. We were about to move in together when I caught the cheating. So we hadn't made it to that point yet, but we were that serious.
He's aggressively though seeking you. Like, hey, look, I'll be different now. This will be.
Right.
If you ask me, Rad, he's a very aggressive guy.
Allie, I'm telling you, no.
Okay.
Don't do it.
No, don't do
it. So these are the things that worry me, though, because this is the dating scene now. Like, I was just reading about all these things women are doing to make themselves look more attractive, and it's Botox and all this stuff.
No.
Have you guys read now that guys are doing scrotox?
Yep, we're getting
actually,
to that.
Actually, Allie, we can do the story right now because Christy's been teasing it.
All morning.
Oh, my God. Yes. It was the most disturbing thing.
The new plastic.
I don't want to be in the dating pool.
The new plastic surgery procedure has men getting their scrotal areas injected with Botox. The number of men inquiring about the procedure called scrotox has doubled in the past year. The operation claims to help ease sweating, lessen the appearance of wrinkles, and make the scrotum appear larger by helping the muscles relax. By the way, what would you pay to have Botox injected into your
nothing
testicles?
Oh my!
Right, I wouldn't. But what is the cost?
$3,600.
Wow,
sounds reasonable.
Let me ask you this:
they're not going to be doing that at scrotox parties like they do
I'm
for
suspecting
Botox.
This is for gay men. Gay men, because let me ask you, Allie, as a beautiful young single woman, you don't. Would you ever even address the fact that a man had a wrinkly scrotal area? Would that ever come up?
No. Never, and I don't think I'd want it to be larger. Why is that a thing that people want?
You wouldn't be having lunch with one of your girlfriends and say, there was a big bonus. He has a huge scrotal sack.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
I was on the fence, and then that giant scrotum really put me over.
Oh.
I mean, that has to be for a gay man. That can't be for... I can't imagine a heterosexual man being concerned about the look of the scrotum.
I think it's just for the vein, man.
I think it's just vein. Yeah, I'm with
That's
you.
That's true, too. But over the top vein. And that name is serious.
Well, yeah, that vein is right. It goes right down the
center. No, not that vein.
Not the vein.
If you're getting that surgery, first
of all,
some
people have to drain it.
That's right.
If you're getting that surgery, you've got to have a lot of confidence in your face. My face is perfect. I think I'll spend the money on my scrotum.
That is a good point, Tom.
Look at this face.
I got about 30 other things I would need to fix before I got to the scrotum.
Before you got down there.
You know what else bothers me is this mixing up of words thing, like a scrotox and the whole thing with Brexit and spork and all these fake words.
Yeah, spork.
You don't like
that's what's
words?
Wrong with this world.
Spork?
Spork, too perfect a description of what that is. That's
okay, fine.
They all sound like arch enemies of superheroes, don't they?
Oh, stroke. Yeah, yeah.
Spork.
Oh, yeah. Spork. Now, I'm looking at this article. The headline is The Rise of Scrotox, which sounds like a science fiction movie.
Yeah.
Sure.
Tonight.
Oh, that does.
The Rise of Scrotox in the Sci-Fi Channel.
Horrifying.
This says, as you said, they've doubled the number of people getting this surgery.
Uh-huh.
I'm very skeptical.
So it went from 4 to 8.
Yeah. Oh, I read this last night, too. I was like, are you kidding me? What guy...
That's so
Do women care, Allie?
No, we don't care.
No, they don't. In fact, it's more disturbing if I was with a guy who said that he was doing that procedure. It's more concerning to me.
And is it like a woman who gets her breasts enlarged? Do they want to show everybody? Like, hey, did you hear what I did?
No, it's like, hey, Dave, you want to see my scrotal side? This is not a heterosexual male thing. I can't imagine anyone doing this.
Oh, my
scrotox.
God.
Scrotox.
Well, don't be so judgmental, Tom.
What do you mean? Tom just coined the correct word for that.
Come on.
Scrotox. That's
perfect. Scrotox. That's wrong. So, Allie, you may be. What kind of a date do you want to go on with this guy?
That's the problem. I mean, it's not necessarily based on. At this point, he could take me on the most fabulous date in the world, and that's not necessarily the key. It's just knowing, learning to trust someone again, you know? Like,
yeah.
It doesn't even have to be related to dating. We could have just a, I don't know, dialogue again, and if I was back to trusting him, it would be a good...
Now, will you go Dutch, or will this guy pay?
He's got a...
He'll pay. He's good at that kind of stuff.
Now, when you say former actor, do you mean barista?
You have to pay.
This guy was in a movie. I mean, in a TV show for a long time, Tommy.
So is he still getting checks from the TV show?
Yeah, but I think apparently that kind of thing goes down with
yeah.
each
sure.
showing, and so it's not a lot from that. But
so, like I said, is he now a barista, or does he have other gigs?
Wasn't this clown trying stand-up comedy for a while too, Ellie?
He did. That was another really weird thing. Right after we broke up, he started doing stand-up.
Was he doing your act?
That never happened to me. That happens to guys a lot of time. Has that ever happened to you, Greg or Josh, where you've dated a girl and then broken up or something and they've started doing stand-up?
No.
Greg, you want to take this one?
No.
Well, first of all, if you're familiar with Greg's dating calendar,
we
have to go back to years that start with 19.
Well, I have an idea. Why don't you and Allie start dating?
Well, Allie and I are friends, you know.
Yeah, that's
we're good friends. We played chess. Well, we've played chess.
I killed Allie in chess.
Oh my god!
That's why she doesn't want to go out.
Nothing drops panties like a little chess.
Oh, don't
listen to that.
No, I mean I made her bed.
Okay.
I took her. Jet skiing in the ocean.
Yes.
Sounds like you're already
Sadly, that was the only time she was wet on their date.
It wasn't a date. We were in the condo together as comics.
How can I be the only one in this room that's on to Tom and you never reveal very much at all anymore? Why are you doing... He opens the door and runs right through.
You telling me this is a setup?
It might be a setup.
Allie, Greg being single is a weird thing, right? He seems like
that Greg's just quiet about who he dates. I bet that he's not single, but he doesn't want to go through the making fun and all that stuff that happens when you tell people who you're dating.
That's wrong.
He's not dating anybody.
Very sweet of you, Allie.
Greg's
an incredible loser. Yeah, if
Greg went out on a date, he'd probably text me from the date going, "Hey, guess what?" Well, Allie, it's been great talking to you, but I don't think you should go out with a guy. But,
I don't either.
Neither do I, Allie.
It's a tough call.
Hey, before we go, I don't know how. Yesterday, I was this Angelina Jolie,
Brad Pitt
thing.
Oh my god!
Took over the news.
You can combine their names to make a couple too, Tom.
Brangelina.
That's great. I love that. Don't you, Josh? It describes it perfectly.
Yeah. It does. Yeah. You only have to say one word.
Brangelina. Right.
That always drove me. Remember they
it's
did
like
it.
Like edutainment. Oh, they,
I love
it.
One of those.
They did it before, remember?
Yeah, with Ben Affleck.
I remember
and Jennifer Lopez.
Seeing an interview with
Bennifer.
Ben Affleck.
Oh, God.
He very wisely said, you know, what I hated most about that was that stupid name, Bennifer.
Yeah.
That's when I started liking Ben Affleck even more. What did you think about that thing? Are you all broken up about it? Did you hear that Adele, apparently, what is it? She dedicated her show to the two of them?
No,
whatever.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I know. Adele I hope Gibbons? That they list the breakup in next year's memoriam at the Oscars. People are just so devastated.
Damn.
That'd be funny. These actors have passed.
I know. This was a relationship that we were all so happy about. I just think this is a weird theory that a friend of mine has, who's very anti-marriage, was saying, I think they were together like 12 years and everything was fine. And then, you know, for the last two, which they were married, is where it all fell apart.
Yep.
So that's a pretty sad view on marriage, but I don't know. It might be right.
It could be.
Here's the story. It says, during her concert at Madison Square Garden, singer Adele honored the end of Brad Pitt's and Angelina Jolie's relationship. She told the crowd, I'm dedicating this show tonight to them because, honestly, I'm really, really sad.
I think she's crazy, personally.
That's insane. That wasn't a joke.
Angelina Jolie. Genuine? I think she's kind of crazy.
Oh, she's crazy.
Well, I think Adele's crazy for that, for saying
that. Well, yeah, but...
Angelina looks like a lot of work.
Yeah. It's getting nasty. This is getting really nasty.
They're both super rich, so they can go from mansion to mansion and cry about it. Yeah. Allie Breen is our guest. Allie, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Good luck with your dating life.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Great.
Don't go out with this guy.
I definitely will.
Don't go out with him. Go out with Warren.
Greg. I know. I love him. He's the best.
I'm telling you,
exactly.
you two
give it to
kids,
her, Greg!
You two kids.
Give her the high hard one, Greg!
Cute couple.
Well,
He doesn't believe, by the way, in what's it called again? What's the thing? The new surgery? The
scrotox.
Scrotox.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, good.
Now, anal bleaching. That's a different story.
Sure. Yeah, I can afford that.
Yeah. Anal bleaching. Yeah. That makes sense.
That just makes sense. You don't
want
to go around.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to do that?
Scrotox.
Unbleached anal.
Thanks, Allie. We'll see you later.
Thanks,
bye,
guys.
Allie.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Allie.
Scrotox.
How much did you say that?
$3,600.
Now, is that a ballpark figure?
Is that what you're going to do? Are the drugs still working?
I think we're all missing.
I'm sorry, Tom. Did I tell a joke you would tell normally?
I think we're all missing the obvious point on this scrotox thing.
What?
When is the last time, be honest, that any of you who have a scrotum, when's the last time you took a good look at it?
5 minutes ago.
Man.
Other than Greg, when's the last time you saw it?
Never. I mean, you don't
almost
ever.
Never. When's the last time a girl took a look at it? Even if you're in a relationship.
Oh, no, we have to go back a ways on that.
First of all, you're going to need
who looks at it? Who sees it?
You're going to need a light.
No, don't you like the lights on? You got to look at it.
Mirror.
I mean, it's there.
What are you doing?
Well, I insist upon it.
Even the most.
I have a question. I can word this delicately.
No.
I can word this
even
delicately.
Even the most extensive.
Let me finish.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can word it delicately. Without getting, this will not be too personal. Christy.
What?
When you're looking at one, where are your feet?
Well,
are your
depends.
Feet touching the headboard?
What?
Well, so much
wow.
for my point.
That's
I knew.
Not
you know,
what I was
sat over
thinking.
Here for about 10 minutes.
I mean,
thinking,
why would you?
That.
Can you read the beginning? What is the operation supposed to do? Get the wrinkles out of the scrotal area?
Yes, and make it appear larger by helping the muscles relax and ease sweating. Do your balls sweat?
That's a little personal.
Well, wait a minute. You're
I
the one.
I sprayed them off this morning.
Yeah, you use powder down there all the time.
Sure. But spray on's the best thing ever.
Spray on D-ball nope. sweater?
That's what yes. he wears it.
Fresh
for
balls. That's cream.
There's actually a product called Fresh Balls Cream. Absolutely.
It goes into it automatically turns into a powder. It's
really?
Delightful.
I have the spray on, Josh.
I really don't feel like I need
it. Sweater?
Where do you pick that up? At the drugstore?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Where do you find, where you know is what? That located in
a
the
ball
drugstore?
Sweater sounds like your balls are cold. It needs a sweater.
Honey, will you hand me the ball sweater? They're nearly up in Dubai.
Either that or throw another log on that fire.
If you were to go in my bathroom right now, I have three different brands.
If I ever find myself
a ball powder?
In uh-huh. your bathroom, shoot me in the head, okay?
Well, maybe the scrotox is for you.
No,
who spends this much time worried about their the other day, when I was having my weekly taint steaming, uh-huh. I was talking to my doctor.
Even the most extensive going over by whoever, whatever you're into, the scrotum does not play that big a part. As a matter of fact, when things get real, it goes right up into your body. It's scared too.
Hmm.
Yeah,
so the object of this once again is to do what? It's to make that you're
take the
wrinkles out.
Make it look larger.
Make it look larger and reduce sweating.
So you're in other words, your sacks can look like Angelina Jolie's lips at the end. It's got the big puffy dish with no wrinkles.
If they do, then you really have more of a problem.
Doesn't she have the big lips?
She has very big lips, but they're natural.
You really have it out for her, don't you?
Yeah, what did she ever do to you? I'm the one who called her crazy, though. I guess I should stop.
They're both weirdos.
Yeah, that's
they?
True. I guess.
They have to be.
I don't know.
Pitt's from my hometown.
He's got plenty of cash. I wouldn't feel too bad for him.
He's from St. Louis?
Hey, he's born in Springfield, where I
could
born,
we move on? Yeah. Could you grab
hello, Bob and Tom, too.
Hey, good morning. This is Anthony Weiner calling.
Yeah. Oh,
congressman. Boy, we don't want to talk to you today.
If you're wondering what a wrinkle-free sack looks like, just take a look at your camera right now.
Okay, hang up the phone.
Weiner.
By the way. By the way, he's getting ready for your trip to prison.
Yeah, no joke.
If you saw what happened yesterday, he's down and out.